97.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Colorado, the suspect in this week's firebomb attack at a Jewish rally in Boulder is due back in court, facing more charges.
When Mohammed Sullivan appears in Boulder County Court, he'll hear the official charges he's now facing. It has been 16 counts of attempted murder, but more charges could be added based on more victims of the attack who have gone to police. They now say they know of 15 human victims and one dog who were injured. All are expected to survive. Separately, Sullivan is facing federal hate crime charges as well.
ABC's Alex Stone. President Trump citing the Boulder attack as a reason for issuing a full travel ban on 12 countries and a partial travel ban on seven other nations, most of them Muslim. Sullivan was from Egypt, but Egypt is not on the travel ban list. The Supreme Court says an Ohio woman can move ahead with a discrimination suit against the state. The woman alleged reverse discrimination, saying she was passed over for a job based on her heterosexual orientation. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Negotiations between Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and state Republicans over the next biennial budget appear to have broken down. In a statement, Governor Evers said he had agreed to compromise on some tax proposals in the hopes that Republicans would compromise on issues like child care and school funding. In his own statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu claimed the governor's spending priorities were unaffordable for taxpayers. If no new budget is passed by June 30th, the current budget will stand until a new one is signed. Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would allow language interpreters in state courts to appear for hearings and trials virtually. Proponents of the legislation say the state has a shortage of qualified interpreters, and allowing virtual appearances could make the justice system more efficient. Under current state law, interpreters must appear in person during trials, but can appear virtually for some hearings. Critics say virtual interpreter appearances could lead to miscommunications, eroding the rights of victims and defendants. A Rice Lake man accused of operating while intoxicated with his 4-year-old children in the vehicle has been sentenced to jail time. 25-year-old Austin Eggert entered guilty pleas to charges of possession of THC, criminal damage to property, and operating while intoxicated with a passenger younger than 16 in Barron County Circuit Court on Friday. He was sentenced to 35 days in jail and was fined over $1,500 on the OWI charge. His license was also revoked for 15 months, and he will serve 2 years of probation on the other charges. A Shell Lake woman was arrested on Tuesday following a high-speed chase that began in Barron County and ended in Rusk County. Barron County Sheriff's Department officials say they attempted to stop a vehicle being driven by Jess Blake on County Road M near U.S. Highway 8 for traffic and registration infractions. Blake is accused of fleeing the traffic stop, reaching speeds of 70 miles per hour as she continued on County Road M. She was taken into custody after driving into a property in Rusk County where her vehicle became stuck in a patch of mud. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers are back home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the day off before opening a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the San Diego Padres. The Brewers beating the Reds yesterday 9-1 at Great American Ballpark thanks to home runs from Jackson Churio, Isaac Collins, and Daz Cameron, whose father Mike played for the crew in 2009. What has Daz learned from his dad?
Stay within the moment and understand that there are going to be times where we're going to win. Sometimes we're going to lose, and just continue to, you know, be prepared.
NFL, the Packers center Elgton Jenkins has been holding out for a new contract. What about Zach Tom, the starting right tackle? Asked why he's reported to OTAs.
I don't really think it'll do me any good to sit out. You know, I'm trying not to worry about the contract situation. I'm just trying to do what's best for the team. And being here with the guys, I think that's worth a lot more than the contract situation will take care of itself.
That's Packers right tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, our low 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll be joined by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Also, Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, will be here to break down all the news. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman
Welcome
Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Procter & Gamble just announced that they're going to cut 7,000 jobs in response to Trump's tariffs. Yeah. So much winning. We just can't deal with it. All this winning. Meanwhile, you ever heard of the Republican Study Committee? The Republican Study Committee is this group of Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives that think of themselves as grand intellectuals. They're well supported by the right wing billionaires, particularly the fossil fuel billionaires, and they are major forces behind this piece of legislation that Trump calls the Big Beautiful Bill, that Chuck Schumer just renamed the "Well, We're All Going to Die" bill, which is brilliant. Thank you, Joni Ernst. But the Republican Study Committee has a new idea that they want to roll out, and they will roll out for sure, and in fact put into law next year, or maybe even sooner, if they can maintain their control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. And that is to raise the retirement age for Social Security to 69 by 2033 over the next 5 years. Or the next 8 years. This would mostly impact Americans between 30 and 55 years old. These Social Security recipients would lose around $420,000 in lifetime benefits. Americans who are affected by this higher retirement age would receive roughly $3,500 less each year throughout their retirement. The lost payouts amount to about a 13% annual cut in Social Security payments, would impact 257 million retirees. The plan would begin in 2026, slowly raising the age up to 69 by 2023. Keep in mind, the last time the retirement age got raised from 65 to 67, that was done by Ronald Reagan and the Republicans, but they spaced it out over 33 years. They just added a few months every year to the retirement age. So it took 33 years to hit that full 37. These guys now want to take it from 67 to 69 over the course of the next 8 years. And the Republican Study Committee is dead serious about this. You know, we don't need no stinking old people. And what this tells you is that they are so certain that Fox News, you know, the average age of the Fox News viewer is 71 years old, at least according to the last, you know, media survey I saw. It was probably a year or so ago, but, Fox viewers are older, as are the viewers of the other right-wing networks, OAN and One American News, that's One American News and Newsmax. They all tend to be older, but in particular Fox. And Fox basically owns the Republican base. So, I mean, you know, when you survey Republican base voters and you lay on them some of the false narratives that Fox has promoted over the years. They're all in on these things. They're clearly getting most of their information from Fox. So what this tells you is that the Republican Study Committee and the right-wing billionaires who own the Republicans in the House of Representatives have concluded that seniors who regularly watch Fox are so entranced by Fox that they will ignore the fact that Republicans want to screw them because Fox never reports it. So these people just will never know, right? It'll just be, you know, it'll be a footnote in a news story if it's reported at all. This was very much not the case, you know, back when Reagan was president. When Reagan was president and they raised the retirement age to 67 in 1986, they, like I said, they did it over a 33-year period. So basically, it didn't hit anybody for, you know, years. And when it did, it was small and incremental and hardly noticed. Why did they do it that way? Well, they did it that way because back in 1986, they didn't have Fox News. The Republicans did not control the minds of people over 65 or people approaching 65. People over 50, say. Now they do, or at least they believe they do. So the question for Democrats, the question, frankly, for Republicans as well, the question for all Americans, is how much longer can the right-wing media continue to hold these people in the face of all these obvious lies? You know, tariffs are going to create prosperity, that inflation is going down, that unemployment is getting better, that during the 4 years of the Biden administration, when, by the way, we saw the greatest job growth since the 1960s, we saw the lowest inflation since the 1960s, we saw, you know, the biggest unionization movement, we saw the first president in history to walk a picket line, we saw the first president in history to visit an active war zone. During the 4 years of the Biden administration, we just saw, you know, an extraordinarily positive transformation of America. We saw the end of the COVID pandemic. And yet, Trump and Fox and every Republican who goes on television will say, you know, after 4 years, four miserable years, 4 years of terrible, you know, quiet. How much longer can they sell these lies? I mean, at what point do people... do people just, like, you know, look outside the window and say, hey, it's raining? You know, it was the old saying, you know, it's a weatherman's job is not to present both sides of, well, maybe it's raining and maybe it's not. It's to look out the damn window and say, hey, it's raining. Or check the radar. I mean, at what point are Americans going to wake up and say, whoa? I mean, look at what's happening right now with Social Security. I mean, this is all, you know, all of this in the context of the retirement age having to do with Social Security. But just without raising the retirement age, I mean, this is something the Republicans in the House of Representatives are planning on doing with their next major piece of legislation. But look at what they've already done. Big Balls and his friends have fired some 8,000 people from the Social Security Administration. And the new director of the Social Security Administration, who basically had to Google his job description, new Social Security Commissioner Frank Bisignano, says, you know, we're not going to prioritize new claims and new appeals. Sorry. You know, if you're signing up, you go to the back of the line. And if you want to make an address change, or if you've changed banks, say you decide you're with a big bank and you want to go with a local credit union, and you reach out to Social Security and say, hey, would you start direct depositing to the credit union instead? Particularly since Social Security is saying pretty soon we're not going to send out checks anymore. Now you may have to wait months. You may not get your checks during that period of time. Making an address or bank account change can take you longer than usual. According to the Social Security Administration, many beneficiaries could experience delays or even stopped benefits, Social Security employees told USA Today. Several of the typical tasks that may be cast aside, such as switching direct deposit details or fixing issues with Medicaid billing I'm assuming that would be Medicare as well, could mean the difference between receiving a check or not. Over 71 million Americans rely on Medicaid, and disruption in Social Security and its association with Medicaid could produce problems. By the way, Social Security Administration receives 400,000 phone calls a day. 10,000 people a day are aging into Social Security. And this administration, the Trump administration, is saying, we're not going to prioritize that stuff. So you've got mass layoffs, you've got buyout offers to members of the Social Security staff. All of this stuff is making the delays even worse. I mean, if you want to, and then on top of that, average 401k balances are down 3% since Trump was sworn into office. Now, again, 401ks went up during the 4 years of the Biden administration more than any time, as I recall, 401ks in that four-year period went up during more than during any single four-year period of any administration. Now, he would be competing with Obama's first 4 years for that, you know, both of them having followed really serious crashes in the stock market caused by Republicans, the first caused by George W. Bush, the second caused by Donald Trump. But the average 401k balance fell 3% in the first quarter of 2025. The average individual retirement account balance, those are 401ks, the IRAs sank 4%. From the previous quarter. And just anecdotally, this article, this is from CNBC. And this article kind of notes in passing, and I think it's fascinating. You know, I keep telling you, rich people love recessions. People say, you know, why is it the 9 out of the last 10 recessions happened when Republicans were president? It's because you make the most money during recessions if you're a wealthy investor. If you've got cash, what do you do as you're going into the recession? You sell, or you can even hang on, you know, because you know it's going to come back out of it. But during the recession, at the bottom of the recession, you just buy everything in sight. This is how Warren Buffett made a fortune. This is how Joe Kennedy made a fortune during the Great Depression. And here, this is just incredible. This is the next to the last paragraph in this article on CNBC. For example, the 10 best trading days by percentage gained for the S&P 500 over the past 30 years all occurred during recessions, often in close proximity to the worst days, according to a Wells Fargo analysis published last year. They want recessions. They want the market to crash because these are buying opportunities for billionaires. When COVID caused the stock market to collapse, you saw the biggest increase in billionaire wealth in the history of America during that year and the following year, 2020 and 2021. Billionaires love recessions. Rich people love recessions. And Trump is committed to giving it to them. I mean, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, the inflation is going to come. There's a recession going to come because of these tariffs. Why is Trump doing this? He's destroying the American economy. Yeah, that's the whole point. Because he and his billionaire buddies will make more money. While the average person, you know, people with 401ks or IRAs are having to sell the stock because they just lost their jobs and take a 10% penalty just to get money to live on. It's crazy. 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You're not going to believe what Donald Trump has done with the organization in the federal government that's supposed to look out for domestic terrorism. I'll tell you about that.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is pollinator month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails is a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. Louise adds it to our coffee every morning. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's get, G-E-T, nativepath.com/THOM, getnativepath.com/Tom for up to 45% off.
It only takes a spark before the fire grows. Not 50%, not even 10. Just the hearts of a few rising up again. From the fields of Maine to the Georgia pines, in college towns and factory lines, we're standing up, we're making noise. Everyday women, men and boys. One in every 28, that's all it takes to bend the arc, to raise the stakes. We're marching forward, hearts ablaze, through muddy roads and darker days. With hands held high, we won't be late to change the world. Just one woman. No need for thrones, no crowns of gold. Our powers.
25 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So, Thomas Fugate graduated from college last year with a degree in politics. And now, the 22-year-old with no apparent national security expertise at all, he was the Secretary General of his Model United Nations Club in high school, apparently. But the white, and he did work on the Trump campaign. Big supporter. Picture of him at Mar-a-Lago. Picture of him at the White House. And he worked for the right, for the he interned at the Heritage Foundation. And he has now been put in charge of the Center for Prevention Programs and Partnerships, sometimes known as CP3. This is the organization that leads nationwide efforts to stop hate crimes, school shootings, and domestic terrorism. Now, why did they put a 22-year-old fresh out of college in charge of this organization? Well, first off, they've gutted the organization. They've said, you know, because the biggest threats in America, the most murders that are committed in the name of politics, by far and away, like, you know, 90% to 10% are Republican aligned or right wing aligned people committing crimes against, you know, typically minorities. The left-wing violence, yes, they're, you know, back in the day, you know, I remember the Weather Underground, but they're gone. They're dead. There's just nothing left. So the principal job that this agency had was looking at right-wing violence, and the Trump administration said, no more, not going to do it anymore. They had a staff of 80 people. They're down to 20 now. And because they're just, we're not going to do terrorism prevention in the United States anymore if it's right-wing, white supremacist terrorists. And so let's just put a 22-year-old in charge of the agency. This is crazy.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's just incredible. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. 27 minutes past the hour. Stay with us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com. I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to FreePrints.com or download the FreePrints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's FreePrints or FreePrints.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at Hartman.
T. Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Wayne York, who makes the popcorn pick of the week. And then organized crime expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk about presidents and their connections to the mob.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of bills seeking to send a message about resisting the Trump administration's agenda. Among the bills are one to withhold state payments to the federal government if the federal government withholds funding to the state, one to create guardrails on how the state submits personal information to the federal government, and one allowing the state to impose liens on federal properties in response to funding freezes. State Democrats say they already know the bills have nearly no chance of moving forward. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are highlighting the economic impact of the state's dairy industry in honor of Dairy Month. According to DATCP data, the dairy industry contributes over $50 billion of economic impact in the state and supports over 120,000 jobs. Wisconsin has more dairy farms than any other state in the country, and about 80% of the milk produced is exported. About 20% of Wisconsin's milk products are exported internationally. The Ashland County Sheriff's Office says their new canine unit helped them seize nearly 15 grams of methamphetamine during an arrest on just his second day of work. The new canine, named Doc, alerted officers to the potential presence of narcotics in a vehicle belonging to a 43-year-old Ashland resident last week. After searching the car, authorities also recovered THC, drug paraphernalia, and cash. The owner of the vehicle was arrested and charged with possession with intent to distribute, possession of illegally obtained prescription drugs, and bail jumping. With the recent closure of Northland College in Ashland, the Mary Griggs Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation at Northland College is rebranding. The center, which is a nonprofit that is not directly affiliated with the now-closed school, will now be known as the Burke Center for Ecosystem Research. The organization has also relocated its office to the Ashland Area Development Corporation complex. In addition to the rebranding, the Burke Center for Ecosystem Research also plans to bring in some of the former Northland College faculty members. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, our low 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 77.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Emily Mills will join us from the recombobulation area on an intriguing story about AI and its effect on the environment, as well as what's worse. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
So much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
A paper bag of dog poop and a lighter in my hand. I'd sneak up to a porch, set the fire to a blaze, ring the bell and run off laughing. Oh, those were the days. But now I'm seeing flashbacks, and it's not so fun. There's a grown man in the White House pulling this on everyone. Each morning there's a package, flaming bright and strong. And America's left cleaning up. Yeah, this is Trump's ding-dong. Trump's ding-dong, another flaming mess. Delivered every morning, no time to
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
You know, Tom, a big part of the expansion of the middle class in the FDR New Deal era was not just economic improvements, but improvements of the overall general health of Americans.
Yes.
In 1900, the average lifespan of an American was 47.8 years, much of that due to the high infant mortality rate, but also lack of public health regulations and workplace regulations. People died at work, so it wasn't just
many of them children. By the way, one third of the American South factory population was children in 1900.
Yep, and by 1950, the average lifespan of an American was 65 years, almost a 33% increase, the highest ever in America. Because even since then, when we've had more medical improvements, well, of course we had more workplace regulations, more public health regulations. Remember, we had Typhoid Mary, and we recognize that. But since 1950, we've had many more medical improvements, yeah. And yet our lifespan's only gone up to about 78. But among those things was oral health. And I'm going to talk about fluoride. This, I don't know, did you have fluoride treatments when you were in elementary school?
Yeah. Yeah, we'd have in school. They would come in and they'd put this awful tasting stuff in your mouth, it was very sour. And then you'd have to slosh around and spit it out. Yeah,
right. Okay. So what happened was now they're saying this RFK Jr., who's a completely incompetent person altogether. The allegation is that the fluoride in water is, you know, they acknowledge, even Ron DeSantis acknowledges that. Oh, yeah, it's good for your teeth and it prevents cavities, but it's a risk to the neurological damage of fetuses, which, first of all, there is absolutely no evidence to suggest that
that's
any neurological disease in a fetus or in anybody else is due to fluoride in the water. But be that as it may, if it were, like alcohol and tobacco, pregnant women would just avoid tap water and drink bottled water, if you can find it without fluoride in it, that is.
Yeah,
but, Ron DeSantis says that this is forced medication, which is the stupidest thing, because the way they discovered fluoride was good for your teeth is by people in a region of Colorado who were drinking a particular mountain spring water, and they didn't have any cavities.
Yeah.
In the 30s. And they were like, that's pretty unusual, because most people in their 30s lost all their teeth by the time they were 40 or 50. And So the phrase came up, it must be something in water. And sure enough, it was. It was fluoride.
Right. And it turns out the mechanism of action on this is absolutely fascinating, Paul. Ionic fluoride bonds to calcium. It loves calcium, and it just and so when you get tooth decay, you know, you've got bacteria that's basically eating it destroys the outer layer of your teeth and then starts going for the calcium, and the fluoride bonds with that calcium, and basically it's like putting a plastic shield over it. It's actually a fluoride shield. Fluoride is a metal, or a mineral. I guess it's both. And so it prevents the bacteria from getting to the calcium. The bacteria don't like to chew on fluoride. They do like to chew on calcium. I realize I'm probably totally mangling the science here, but that's why you can externally apply it, because it just bang bonds right immediately to calcium. And
it hardens the calcium, enamel on your teeth.
Yeah, fluoride is harder than calcium.
Right. It hardens the
fluoride ions interlace with the calcium ions at the surface of the teeth. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So then we have these fluoride treatments, but they don't give them anymore. They don't do that. It's kind of, I had those, and I think
that's because it's in all the toothpaste now.
Well, but what they realized is that the fluoride treatments, the data didn't show that these intense treatments, we had to sit with these sponges in our mouth for half an hour, three times we had to do this,
right,
didn't show that, the data didn't show that there was any better results for doing these increased.
Right. No, you have to have daily exposure to the fluoride.
Well, but the thing was that they realized is that they started asking, well, how much fluoride is necessary? If a whole bunch doesn't do any better, how much do we need? Because they had been putting in the public city water the same amount as in these Colorado mountain springs.
Mm-hmm.
What they found out is that you don't need that much at all, even.
Yeah.
And so what we have in our city water is about 10% of what was in the natural water. So it is in no such way a forced medication.
Right.
It's just that in certain places, certain springs, and that's where they came up with it. Remember back in the 70s, everything was mountain spring water. Coors beer was made from mountain spring water and all this stuff. Well, it turns out that the fluoride was the biggest thing in that. Amount of fluoride that we have in our water is less than what was originally discovered. And that's why it's not in it
I know. It's just one of these nutty conspiracy theories. Paul, I got to move along, but thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. I'd been wanting to talk about that for several days. You just, that was perfect. David in Seattle, want to try it again, David?
Yeah, I wanted to find out one question from you. About 5 years ago, on your program, they talked about the National Health System in Canada, like the said they can vote. You had on your program that the person that had a card for the national health care could vote. Do you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. I'm not sure what your question is.
My question is, do you remember having it on your show about 5 years ago?
I don't know about Canada. I know in Taiwan, when you're born, you're given basically an identity card, sort of like a Social Security card, and that number is your health. That provides you with your health care. It also provides you with your retirement benefits, and it's also your identity. I'm assuming in Canada it's similar. Canada, to the best of my knowledge, doesn't force people to jump through all the hoops that we do here in the United States to vote. I mean, all you have to do is, demonstrate you're a citizen and register to vote, and that's it. I mean, it's not, they're not aggressively trying to prevent people from voting like they do in red states in America. But beyond that, I'm not sure why you're asking the question. No, I don't remember. But what's the point?
The point is it would take care of this voter purging if you could vote. If you had a national health care system, and that's right, why they're against it, it's one of the many reasons why they're against it, is if we can vote, if we have this national health care,
We don't even need that. We all have Social Security numbers. We're assigned them now at birth. If you're a citizen, you're assigned a Social Security number at birth. So why don't we just use, you know, if you've got a Social Security number, you get to vote. I mean, that would be a really simple solution. And it's you know, apropos of what you're talking about. So, yeah. David, thanks for the call. It should be that easy, right? Yes, here's my Social Security number. You can look it up. I mean, this is how we vet people when they come for employment, right? I mean, that's are you an illegal alien? I don't, well, here's your Social Security. Oh, yeah, you're a real person. But no, Republicans have got to make it much more complicated than that, much more difficult than that, because they don't want you to vote. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Picking up your calls right after the break. Stay with us. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, THOM. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I'll apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our estate with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You're out in the streets, you're raising your voice, pushing back hard, 'cause there ain't no choice. You see the storm, you feel fighting for justice before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest. Even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break. Don't let the fire turn to ash in its wake. Keep the fire.
Picking up the calls here. I've got a caller in Idaho. Your phone number ends in 8295. Don't have a name, though. What's your name?
My name's Peggy.
Peggy.
From Ruby Red, Idaho.
Great.
Yes, and
so,
I am
what's up,
so,
Peggy?
I love your guys' music. It is just perfect.
Well, thank you. That's Louise's
yeah,
music.
Yeah, I was going to... Oh, it's wonderful. Gosh, everybody, my neighbors and family, they believe every lie Trump tells. I just about want to cry because it's unbelievable. And they'll tell me, you should listen to that fake news. And then I know they're just, you know, some of them are really hardworking people, but they just get their news off Fox or a little bit off their phone. And so... they just don't believe a word I said. I used to feel a duty to warn them what's coming, but I can't do it anymore. Because unless the high prices finally hit here in Walmart, they just think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
They say anybody was better than Biden, and I don't understand the great hatred for him,
yeah.
Except maybe something to do with guns. They thought their guns were going to get taken away. But anyway, more important, I want to help that guy with his medicine. I'm familiar with the Cole case, the young boy that died that couldn't get his medicine because my mom couldn't get her medicine either. It was $600. And Biden had an executive order, 14087, for lowering prescription drug costs for Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched Trump kill that bill on the first night with his big black pen. And so that kid was the first casualty of him being in the White House.
Yep.
So the drug companies get to keep it high. So her medicine was going to be $35, just like that kid's was, Cole's.
Yeah.
And he had a choice between paying his rent and getting his medicine. And, of course, they should have gave him, you know, another medicine or talked to his doctor.
Yeah, Biden had reduced the price on insulin.
$35.
And, yeah,
yes,
and Trump blew
he did
that up.
Excellent.
You're right. You're right.
Uh-huh. I mean, he's totally destroyed it. So he's not for working-class Americans.
No.
He's just not.
Trump is for
I've
the
heard him say he, yeah, he wouldn't mind a recession, he said, but he'd hate to be known as the
Herbert Hoover.
President that did a depression,
right.
But he don't mind a recession.
Right.
That is just sickening.
No, they love
but
recessions.
Anyway, tell that. I know it's horrible. So tell that guy that couldn't afford his medicine that I went on the patient assistant program, get the, you know, the main company that makes the medicine like Pfizer or one of those big, go on and, because there's a bunch of junk on there if you don't.
So reach out to the company itself and they may offer you a discount.
Itself. And so my mom gets her medicine for free now because she's low income and she had to prove that she spent $600 you know, to qualify.
Right.
So everyone is different, every, you know, company.
Sure.
But so, no, she gets her $600 medicine.
So to our friend who's trying to get his pain medication, check with the company.
Or Peggy, any of the other people that can't afford it.
Yeah, got it. Peggy, that's brilliant. Thank you so much. That was
another
great public service.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. Mike in Hope Sound, Florida. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm working hard to do good trouble down here in Florida, and you know me. I've talked to you before.
Yeah.
I want to say just two things. One of them is I want to salute you for pointing out the messaging problem. While I totally agree with it, I agree with everything you say. Virtually 99% of everything you say, I agree with. I understand the messaging is off. But I want to point this out, that as that woman from Idaho just said, it doesn't make a damn bit of difference with these people.
Yeah.
We've had messaging about health. We've had messaging for 50 years about the economy. They don't care about that. But I would want to point out and get your feedback on something. We're outnumbered. We're about a third of this country now because non-voters are a third. These red voters are a third. And so we have to target these non-voters who aren't patriotic. They're useless for as far as doing their civic duty. So I want to know, how do we message people who are non-voters to say, look, stop sitting on the sidelines. If you're an American, do the one thing you need to do at least every 4 years, show up to vote.
Well, you'll find those people. You'll find those people in your social circles. You'll find that you're working next to them. You're living next door to them. They're showing up at the supermarket when you're inspecting the vegetables. Those people are all over the place, and you know, you just need to reach out as often as you can.
You got to keep reaching out. But I appreciate it, and I also appreciate one more public service you did today. I'm going to start brushing my teeth with Coors beer because I think that would be a good cavity fighter. So.
Yes. Son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. It's an old Fire Sign Theater line. Thanks a lot, Mike. Nice to hear from you. Paul in Chicago. Hey, Paul, you've got the last, I think, about 25 seconds here. You got a quick one?
All right. Perfect. Mark Cuban, Cost Plus Pharmacy. I had a new pill, $1,400 retail. I got it from him for $40.
Oh, so another piece of advice for our friend who's trying to get his pain meds.
I don't own any of the company.
Yeah.
He only deals in generics, but the guy that called, it felt badly for him.
Yeah, me too. Paul, thank you for that. Mark Cuban's company, Cost Plus Pharmacy. Yeah, he should check that out. So. What a community we have here. You know, people calling to help each other out. It is such a privilege to me to share 3 hours every day with you. Thank you so much for showing up. And thanks for being with us today. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump voiced disappointment in Elon Musk's opposition to the budget bill now being debated in the Senate. Musk taking to social media, asking supporters to push lawmakers to kill the bill. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more on the fallout.
He went on to say that perhaps Elon Musk misses the White House, and he seemed to frame Elon Musk's opposition to the quote-unquote one big beautiful bill, the vehicle for Donald Trump's entire domestic agenda, is because Trump says that Musk doesn't like the fact that the bill strips out EV tax credits and solar tax credits, the former of which would have potentially benefited Tesla.
In New York, the judge overseeing the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs issuing a warning today, saying the music mogul was gesturing to members of the jury. The judge did not rule out removing Combs from his own trial if he does it again. Stocks are mixed in trading today over tariff uncertainty. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Enjoy.